So I probably feel like a bit of a broken record when I talk about Audio Boom, because I seem to leave this one behind and then catch it back up again. So yeah, I do apologize for not being a bit more up to date, I suppose. And I think the reason why I'm Audio Boom today is because I want to get through a blog post of mine called Working Together. And sometimes it just takes, we all have great ideas, and how to take that and add that to something else or to a community. And we often get carried away with things and forget what we need to be doing, and we need to slow down a bit. So I think working together is one of those reflective points for me about the ethos of working together and how it can be a bit odd sometimes. So yeah, I mean, I know it sounds like a simple concept about just people working together, but what I've done is I wrote something down about this event that's in Leeds, but a part of Leeds, which is sort of classified as a village in its own right, is called Horsforth, and they've held their own walk of art, and it's just a great little example of the complexities of how a community could be, but at the same time, it's quite simple. I've worked on many projects where communications, discussions are problems, and managers can be difficult sometimes, especially when everyone wants to be a leader and a manager in some way. You need people to actually get their hands on deck and do the dirty work. So I guess the question that I try and discuss is about how people need structure, and if people want to be authors, and how we can make people be a bit prouder of sort of what they achieve within their role, and to get the most out of things. When they deliver what it is they're supposed to deliver, it could be anything, it could be a product or a service. And I think too many organizations struggle to get the correct tone in how to get people to work together and how to delegate and match this up with flexible policies in the way that people feel free to take ownership, feel able to take ownership, and then take charge from that. Because then they feel instilled and empowered in a way, and allowing people to go and run with it is sometimes difficult to instill through those policies. And I think, again, the walk of art is just a great example of keeping tabs on where people go and how things work and how that's supposed to be working. So I think initially, the way in which people connect from the top level, it is important, and to set up the structure of openness and transparency and inclusion. I mean, they're really big keywords right now, and they allow people to feel accountable so that everyone knows that they've got a job, but it does this in a casual sort of way. And collectively, nobody will never sort of stay silent. I think often people that are volunteering or part of projects, when you have the structure right, that's flexible and loose, people tend to want to feel more involved, so they're more likely to speak openly. And when they do, that one person's going to have the same opinions and voice and point of view as somebody else might. So people won't be standing on their own usually, and typically there's always somebody there to agree with. So everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet. And I think that having the same people as part of the delivery means that the focus for certain individuals will always be on the delivery, and that the transparency of sort of being at the top and listening to the decision makers right down to doing the work is one big fluid motion in a way. Having to the drive to deliver something like hosting something like the Horsforth Walk of Arts is that bit easier, and having to be able to do something where, in this example, to having the drive to deliver something like hosting a mini art exhibition, and holding it in your back garden, and having that almost like a job description list of things you're going to do through the policies and procedures, everything's a bit more clearer and everyone's had a chance to be included in part of those conversations, allows people to have manageable, tangible tasks, but fully take ownership on what they do with it and develop that in whichever way they want. The result is, once you get the balancing act correct, is you could come out with something amazing, and something amazing could be like the artwork, walk of art project. So if anybody's interested in that, you can certainly have a look at the Twitter account that they've got, which is The Walk of Art. And the hashtag in the same name, and feel free to join us in that conversation through Tea and Toast. Hopefully I've made sense in what I'm saying. And the blog that I've wrote is directly referenced from what I'm speaking about, so please feel free to go on our blog feed. That's teaandtoast.org.uk/blog feed, and have a look at some of our other blogs as well. And by all means, get in contact and let us know what's going on. As you can tell, I need to dash off because text messages from all over the show seem to be popping up. So I'm going to comment on some of these things coming back right now. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care.